Here's part of my point in talking about how it's so important that, you know, we have so many people who are so angry about what's happening in their lives, which is understandable, but they vent so much of their anger at people who they know are not harming them. They vent so much of their malice and hostility towards people who they know are not causing their problems. And this is my point. As we look at what's going on in our lives, what's going wrong in our lives, we need to be honest people. All across America, we need to be honest. Look at what the true causes of these problems are. And if there's more than one cause, don't just look at the one that we figure we're the most comfortable one addressing. This is the one that makes me happiest to focus on and to really blow up. Try to realistically, honestly, determine all the causes of the problems in our lives. And then try to come up with real solutions to those real problems. You know, it's such a waste of time and energy for people to scapegoat. Because they're spending all that time and energy on efforts that will not resolve the problem. Beating down on the people who are not hurting us doesn't help resolve the pain that we're going through. Because we're beating up the people who have nothing to do with the pain we're going through. We know for a fact that they're going through more pain than we're going through. Their pain is much more severe than ours. And the decision is, let's blame them. It's something that's been going on in human communities all around the world for centuries and centuries and centuries. Let's blame the people who we know are not responsible for this drama. No wonder nothing gets resolved. When it comes to views of racial discrimination, there's been a major shift in Democrats' opinions about immigrants. The share of Democrats who say that immigrants strengthen the country has increased from 32% in 1994 to 84% today. By contrast, Republicans are divided in their attitudes about immigrants. 42% say that immigrants strengthen the country. 44% view immigrants as a burden. In 1994, 30% of Republicans said immigrants strengthened the country, while 64% said that immigrants were a burden to the country. About 61% of Americans say that good diplomacy is the best way to ensure peace. What is your preference? If there's something going on in the world, let's say North Korea, that's going on in the world. What do you suppose is the best way to resolve some of this drama that centers around North Korea? To go in with guns blazing or try to come up with some diplomatic measure to help resolve the issue? 61% of Americans say that good diplomacy is the best way to ensure peace. 30% say that peace is ensured by military strength. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think tends to be effective when it comes to resolving international conflicts? Diplomacy, military intervention, or some combination of the two? Well, opinions in the Democratic and Republican parties have changed since the 1990s. Democrats increasingly say that peace is ensured by good diplomacy. Republicans say military strength is what ensures peace. Today, 83% of Democrats and Democratic leaners see good diplomacy as the way to ensure peace, while 33% of Republicans and Republican leaners see it that way. The partisan shifts on political values over the past 23 years have had different trajectories across different sets of issues. While there's been greater movement among Democrats than Republicans on several issues, on others, Republicans have shown more change. in views of stricter environmental laws and regulations, there's been a larger long-term change among Republicans than Democrats. Republicans are far less supportive of stricter environmental laws than they were in the mid-1990s. Isn't that interesting? Intriguing. You know, it was in the 80s and 90s that so many Republicans were saying there's nothing to this climate change talk. It's just hoax. It's just a hoax. There's nothing to it. And some people, a lot of people, were believing that. Well, now we have more Republicans who are convinced that what we've been hearing and reading about climate change is real. It is so ironic that Republicans are far less supportive of stricter environmental laws now than they were in the mid-1990s, while Democrats have become somewhat more supportive. The bottom line is this. Across 10 measures that Pew Research Center has tracked on the same surveys since 1994, the average partisan gap has increased from 15 percentage points to 36 percentage points. 2 decades ago, the average partisan difference on these items were only somewhat wider than differences by religious attendance or educational attainment, and about as wide as the differences between blacks and whites, on average 14 points. Today, the party divide is much wider than any of these demographic differences. For the first time, 54% of Republicans favor acceptance of homosexuality. In 1994, only 38% expressed support for homosexuality. Over this period, though, the increase in the share of Democrats saying that homosexuality should be accepted has gone from 54% to 83%. As a result, the partisan differences have gotten larger. The surveys find that while Republicans and Democrats have grown further apart, there are sizable divisions within both parties on quite a few political values. Younger Republicans differ from older Republicans in attitudes about immigration and several other issues. Among Republicans and Republican leaners who are younger than 30, 62% say immigrants strengthen the country. 31% say that only 31% of Republicans who are 65 and older say the same. In recent years, there's been a decline in the share of Democrats who say that most people can get ahead if they work hard. 49% of Democrats express that view now, down from 58% 3 years ago. 77% of Republicans say that hard work will pay off for most people. And on it goes. Differences in views. Same country. Different views, different values. Different values, different views. Different takes. And like I said a little earlier, the worst part about it is, as we've been noting, the hatred, the malice, the hostility are increasing, and significantly so since our last presidential election. Where will it lead for the country? Is there anything we can do to make it better? We can. And a lot of it's going to start with making honest assessments of what the problems are and honest assessments of where the problems begin. Till next time.